an orange kid and he shift again, they won't see this. I mean, shift to the third gear, second, first, or nothing else.
They say Anan.
Anan kid.
Yes.
Not Anan kid. That means turn, shift back, shift. Anan kid. Anan kid. That means shift again.
Okay. Now, then that would be again for step. The second next step for putting the car in fourth would be again, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, steer the car down the road to the well. How would you say that?
Hello. 도로 좁았. 도로 좁았. And you got a lot of pens here, don't you?
I got another box.
Really?
You need a pen?
No.
Alright. Okay. Now. So, we're back to parking the car. Now I'm going to ask something further. With the starting the motor, can you give me a better description of how to start the motor than just start the motor?
Turn on the key ignition.
Alright. Let's see if we can talk about that. Give me the steps in starting the motor of the car. What would they be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, just start it. Turn the keys. Give it gas. And you don't.
All right. So
don't go on the first time. Pull out your clutch if you have a clutch.
So if you turn the key, and two would be to give it gas, right?
Yeah, if you have any.
Alright, how would you, if you have any? Ha ha ha! Oh, yeah, we don't have any gas. The motor won't start. Come on. I mean, we're assuming that, you know, Grandpa has taken the car to the gas station within the last 4 weeks.
Grandpa? Are you kidding?
Oh, alright.
When he starts that... And he starts a chitty, he grinds that clutch out before he gives up. Yeah. You try to tell him what to do, to tells you to get lost.
It's my car and I'll break it the way I want to. Alright.
He'll get somebody like Philip instead to start it for him.
Okay. So how would you say turn the key in Navajo?
Let's see. Nothing, you just say chidihabayishiya, that means start the chidi.
You couldn't say turn the key in the socket? You couldn't say that in Navajo.
I could say, but it'd sound awful stupid.
Why would it sound stupid, tell me?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, it'd sound like I was trying to turn the key on a lock or something.
And that's, they don't see that the same way as turning it in the ignition?
Nope.
Which also happens to be a lock. Okay, then we won't do start the motor then.
It's not a daily activity of an Navajo anyways, to drive the chitty down there.
Well, it might occur though.
It might occur, but in places where they have pickups, like, very seldom find chitties around here. At sheep camps anyway.
Well, Cottontail's got a chitty. Where the three brothers were, they had a chitty.
Three brothers don't have a chitty there.
There are all kinds of car tracks running up there.
It's their visitors.
But Philip used to have a chitty.
That's why he broke it, huh? That's why he broke it.
Because he couldn't start it, huh?
No, he broke it because he thought he could do pretty good in second.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, again, you don't think that the, do you think that there, you'd be able to describe in Navajo and make it sound sensible about putting the truck in gear?
No.
How about feeding it gas?
I told you how to feed it gas.
Alright. Yeah, alright. How about, not in Navajo though, how about shifting the gear? Do you think that you could get a good Navajo description of that?
No. And how about kid, that means chef again. That's the only thing they use here.
Okay, and how about steer the car down the road to the well?
Well,
could you describe steering the car in Navajo?
To the Tawahoshi do it. Tawahoshi bus.
This one, yeah, that's what we have. Okay, we won't push it then. We'll leave it at that level. Let's go back to the next step, which is park the so that the hose can reach the water barrel. How would you say that in Navajo? This is step three back on hauling water. How would you say that?
Hello, to lode beyond the bus.
Okay, once more.
Toby Hadlenigi. Push the beat out of the long one, huh?
Yeah. Cool.
Toby Yan the bus.
Yan.
Nitjish bus.
Nitjish.
Nitjish bus.
Bus.
Yeah.
Alright. What's the next?
And then. You.
Toby Yan Nitjish bus. And how are we going?
Toby Hillenigi, Tostjepi, Archich.
Alright. Twa?
Toby.
What are you telling me now?
The hose now.
Oh, okay. Twa?
Be Hillenigi.
Be Hin. Hillen. A. D. Right?
Yeah.
Alright.
Tostjepi, Archich.
Bush J
B R
B I
Ago
Ago.
Sometimes they have windmills, so we don't have to pump.
Twote J B Ago, and what's the last part? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
I have Twote Bian Nishbas Nijibas. Nijibas?
Nijibas.
I'm sorry. Twol be hilinegi twosh j biago. Right?
Biago.
Alright. Jesus Christ. And that's. What does that mean?
You're parking in a particular spot where the hose could use the water barrel.
Okay.
So we got there on the paper, don't we?
Okay, right. Okay, now, how about pumping the water until the barrels are full? Twosh J.
Twoto.
Yish.
Twotjil. Twoto.
I have Two J.
Twotjil. Twotjil.
Twosh J.
No, not Twosh J.
Alright, come once more again.
Twotjil. Hot. Twotjil.
Uh-huh.
Hot. Twotjil. Hot. Twotjil. Hot go. Twotjil. Hot go.
Okay.
Twosh J. Twosh J. Now it's Twosh J.
Now it's Twosh J?
Let's see. Twotjil. Hot go. Let's see what's this. Twotjil. Hot go. Twosh J. It's hot as the spin. Means you pump water until you get it filled up.
We didn't need that at all. See, I was somewhere else.
What'd you put there before?
Well, that was Twosh Jish Woda Wad, and then you said it again, so I had to redo the whole thing. Then I was trying to spell Twosh J, and what's the next?
Twosh J El Tsuho Hazdaz Dalbi Al Tsuho.
Twosh J. You gotta be really slow, Donald. You
Twosh J.
Alright.
Al Tsuho.
Al
Tsuho. Al Tsuho.
Okay.
A does dillby.
A
does dill.
Dillby.
A does dillby.
Okay. And it's not really nasal. Okay. Now, okay, I was going to ask here. Can we get a good description of parking the truck so the hose can reach the water barrel? Why don't you tell me the steps, okay?
Well, I'll try.
Alright. Three.
First you, like the one we do down there?
Yeah.
First you drive up a little. I mean, drive past the wheel.
Alright.
Up onto this little sort of hill, like. Then you put it in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Then you drive backwards, slowly. And have someone be in back of you to tell you how far you need to go and when to stop.
Alright, so then you put the car in reverse and someone gets out to direct you, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
D is the one that's not driving.
Uh-huh. And D, you drive backwards, right?
Yeah.
And what the last step would be to stop, right?
Yeah. Shut off the motor.
Oh, alright. So we have E, stop. And F would be shut off the motor.
Yep.
Alright. This is page 4. This is December, right? I'm writing October. December 31st. It's hard to believe I've been here since October, you know?
October? 2 months now?
2 months and about a week. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Nope, I don't think so. I always thought you were here for a long, long time.
Yeah.
We've gotten to think that you was part of the family.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, so was everybody else around here.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Then nobody will run up to me with their daughters to marry, will they? I'm safe. You get adopted into the kinship system, you don't have to marry nobody. Especially if you're in the Navajo area, because everybody's related to you.
And that's what my grandmother calls your son.
Mm. Well, don't worry, I won't marry your grandmother. I wouldn't do that to your grandfather. That's the trouble,
she
Donald.
She calls you son, not husband.
I know. That is the trouble, Donald. All the nice women are always married. That's one way to explain to people why you're single. See, all the good ones have already been taken.
Yeah,
anyway.
All the virgins have been taken.
Well, hell, that happens in grade school nowadays. Drive past the well. How do we drive past the well? How do we say drive past the well in Navajo?
How do you drive past the well?
Yeah.
In the city.
I've done it many times, I know. Yeah, but I mean on purpose.
On purpose?
Yeah.
How do you drive past the well on purpose?
You want to wear a bottle of cough syrup. It's really good for your hair. It keeps it in place. How do you say?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know why I take so much of this stuff. It's got codeine in it. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Twelve,
I have Bira. And the last one?
Hush.